The gardens of the Religious Hospitallers of St. Joseph lie behind a stone wall facing you. This is private property. The gardens are open to the public for guided tours that must be booked ahead. We invite you to contact the Musée des Hospitalières de l'Hôtel-Dieu de Montréal for the schedule of these tours. The gardens of the Hospitallers represent one of the last green spaces in the estate known as La Providence, which originally comprised almost 150 acres. It was ceded to the nuns by the sons of Bénigne Bassé, Montreal's first notary, in exchange for their lodging and nursing until their death. The property extended from Sherbrooke Street beyond Fairmount Street and from Durocher Street to Saint-Urbain Street, an area some 3 kilometers by half a kilometer. There, the nuns farmed the land, raised and grazed livestock, worked a quarry, and tended a vegetable garden and an orchard. When in 1859 the Hôtel Dieu had to be moved from its original location in Old Montreal, the estate called La Providence, also known as Mont Sainte Famille, was chosen as the site for a convent, a hospital, and a chapel. As already mentioned, vegetables were grown there to feed the community and the patients, and there was an orchard. Thus, until 1932, the nuns did not have to buy milk, cream, or eggs. They were self-sufficient for most of their requirements in fruits and vegetables. And a stable in the garden housed 28 dairy cows and several hundred hens. A stone wall surrounded the new property, which stretched from Duluth Street to behind the Jeanmans wing near Saint-Urbain Street. Today, the gardens are still enjoyed by the patients of the hospital and by the sisters of the congregation. Now, cross at the traffic lights at the intersection of Avenue du Parc and Avenue des Pins and walk to the chapel. We invite you to remain on the sidewalk opposite Sainte-Famille Street and to select stop number 7.